Hey guys, welcome to the Aileana Nita podcast, where we get down to business every week. I'm your host, Aileana, and I'm so excited to have you join me for this week's podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. For my regular listeners, and I want to welcome all of my new listeners. I wanted to discuss this topic. It's kind of been on my heart for a while about starting with what you have. And the reason why I wanted to discuss this is because a lot of times people just let their goals fall by the wayside, myself included, because I often believe, or I fall into the thinking that I need more than what I already have. And typically, if you have an idea about something, you have what you need to start. You just need to get the ball rolling. So I wrote down four different points that I think can really help you kick your goals into gear and get going. So the first point is the way to be big, or the way to become big, is to start small. Starting a new venture requires you to be creative with what's in your hand. I have learned that lesson as an entrepreneur, that you have to really work every resource that you have. Maybe it's a spare bedroom, or you have a table that you're not using that you can use to work, do your work on, or if it's leveraging your contacts. It could be any of those things or whatever else that I'm not discussing, but there you have an unlimited or an untapped amount of resources around you. You just have to be creative with what you already have. I remember when I first started my company, and I believe I told this story before, but when I started with two small boxes of raw material. Now, those two small boxes of raw material was not enough for me to do whole production runs. But what it was enough for me to get started, to actually start to create and formulate different products. And from there, I was able to launch my company based off the formulas that I created with the product, or with the raw materials that was in those two small boxes. What I learned is that as I began to get the ball rolling, things started to become available to me. Resources that I did not know was available became available. People started to give me things, and I was able to leverage different things or different seasons to get what I needed to grow as I began to scale my business up. And that's the key. You have to get comfortable with starting with little or small amount and then grow to big. The second point I want to point out is you have to get over the fear of failure. Guys, you are going to fail. I have never heard any success story that did not include failure. Failure is a part of success, and it's how you actually get to success. You will never know what a win is until you actually failed, or until you actually lost. So don't be afraid to look like a fool. Don't be afraid to be embarrassed. Don't be afraid of being judged. Like, you're going to hit the mark, and then you're not going to hit the mark. But the key is that you're trying and that you're actually accomplishing your goals. My mentor, Dr. Pam Ross, always says that if you are not bad at something, you don't have the right to be good at something. So if you don't stink up the gym, you know, if you don't hit a few bricks, or if you don't run into a hard place, you don't have the right to be good. You have to work your way up to being good. Just like with anything else, like if you are lifting weights, you're not going to start, if you never lifted weights before, you're not going to go and lift 300 pounds the first time you go to the gym. You're going to work your way up. And you're going to find yourself winning sometimes, and sometimes you're going to find yourself losing, but that's okay because you're trying. The third point I want to point out is starting with what you can be excellent with and working your way up. First of all, you need to define what excellence is for you. What does excellence look like on the current level that you're on right now today? Define that and then become that. So when I first started out, I started out with a product that I knew I can be excellent with. I have tons of formulas that I have written down and ready to release, honestly. But I have not released a lot of things because I cannot be excellent at it. And because I can't be excellent at it at this level, I'm going to shelf it until I can get to the next level where I can present it in a better way. And sometimes we get distracted by that because we feel like I have so much that I just want to do. And really, you don't want to overwhelm your customer, or you don't want to overwhelm the world, or you don't even want to overwhelm yourself with trying to accomplish everything at once. If you have a goal to lose 100 pounds, you have to lose 1 pound first, right? So in order to get to the 100 pounds, you have to lose 1 pound. So take it one step at a time. Make sure that you define excellence and define what a win looks like. If a win looks like for you losing 1 pound on your journey to lose 100, then celebrate yourself because you're accomplishing a goal, but you have to start somewhere. And my final point is, don't get distracted by comparison. Oftentimes people compare themselves to people that have been in the game for years. If you are looking at a business and you are intrigued and enamored by what this business is doing, then that's great that you have that motivation, but don't become distracted when your business does not look like that, because these people have been at it for years. If you do any track record of Apple or Google or Amazon or anything, any company like that, those companies started in basements and they started in garages and then they eventually scaled up. So don't hate on yourself and don't kick yourself because you're not where this person is. Most people post their highlight reels on social media. They show you the best of the best, and they want you to buy into that they are the best. And that may be true, but they had to start somewhere. So don't compare yourself to anybody else. And I actually have a fifth point that I want to point out. The fifth point is, nobody owes you success. You have to work for it. When I first started selling products under my company's name, my own company, I did not have a photographer. I could not afford a photographer to take pictures of my products, and I couldn't afford to have models take pictures in my products. So I stayed up all night Google searching and using YouTube to find out how to take professional looking pictures to post on my webpage. I stayed up to 3 o'clock that morning and I figured it out. I used the tools that I had. I took my website photos with my iPhone and a tripod. And I'm actually going to post the pictures of the setup that I had when I took these pictures, and I'm going to show you what one of the pictures looked like. And I want you to see how grit and determination helped me overcome the fear of failure and to accomplish my goals. I believe that if you follow these 5 points, you will find success. So that is today's podcast, guys. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you like it, share it with your friends and followers. Make sure everybody that you feel like needs to hear this podcast. And if you have any questions, you can always email me at aliananitashow@gmail.com. And you can follow me on all social media outlets. I am Aliana Anita on everything. And I look forward to talking to you guys again soon. And as always, be blessed and stay relevant.